Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Most of us spend our days surrounded by cement. It's in our roads, sidewalks, and buildings. In fact, cement is the most massively produced human-made material on Earth. But that production causes more carbon emissions than the entire European Union. WBUR's Daniel Ackerman visited a Somerville startup that's racing to develop a more climate-friendly cement.
Luis Bacarizo's day job is like every little kid's dream. He comes to work in a giant laboratory buzzing with machinery, throws on a pair of safety glasses, and...
We're going to break some concrete.
All right.
Let's break it.
Bacarizo is head of product at Sublime Systems, a cement-making startup here in Somerville. Cement is like the glue that binds concrete together. He grabs a hunk of concrete shaped like an extra tall can of soup.
This is a standard cylinder, 4 by 8 inches.
Bacarizo plans to test the strength of this concrete, which contains Sublime's proprietary cement. He hands it to a fellow scientist, Mehdi Rashidi, who plops the cylinder into a high-tech vise, complete with pressure sensors and a digital readout.
And then we start the test.
The machine clamps down on the ends of the cylinder, and the numbers on the display start to climb. 5, 10, 20.
We are now up to 30 megapascals.
A typical concrete should withstand about 40 megapascals of pressure, say to hold up a building or bridge. And Sublime's researchers need to prove this concrete is just as strong, because they've made it with a new kind of cement, one they hope will solve a big problem.
Cement is currently 8% of global CO2 emissions. That has to go down to zero.
Leah Ellis is Sublime's CEO, and she says that 8% of emissions comes from the way cement has been produced for hundreds of years, by torching limestone rock inside massive fossil fuel-fired kilns.
So these kilns run up to temperatures of 1,400 degrees Celsius, so very medieval.
Ellis's new method sparks the chemical reaction with electricity rather than heat, so it could be powered with renewables, not fossil fuels. And Ellis says Sublime Cement has improved considerably since their first round of strength tests 3 years ago.
These cement cubes crumbled like brown sugar in our first try.
But shoring up their product in the lab was just the first hurdle. Next, Sublime has to prove to the world that it's safe to build with. Because proven safety is a big selling point for traditional fossil fuel-made cement. With old-school cement,
we know exactly what we are going to get.
Admir Masic researches cement chemistry at MIT, and he says we have centuries worth of data on the strength and durability of traditional cement.
And all these characteristics help very much to basically trust the material.
Sublime recently earned a bit of that trust. Last month, the company announced its cement met performance standards laid out by the American Society for Testing of Materials. Just a handful of new cement startups have cleared that bar.
That's a big deal.
Michael Weber is chief operating officer of Nilebuilt. That's a developer that builds concrete homes. And he says the new certification will allow Sublime to move their prototype cement a bit closer to market.
That's the only way you're going to be able to use it. That's a very important certification.
Weber says one major challenge for a startup like Sublime is scaling up their production. Because it's not just private developers like him who want access to low-carbon cement. There's another big customer in town.
Government has a huge buying power.
Ankita Gangotra is with the World Resources Institute's U.S. Climate Program. And she says it's the public sector that's building roads, bridges, and schools.
About 45 to 50% of the cement consumed in the U.S. is through publicly funded construction. And so government purchasing or public procurement is really one of the key tools to create a market for these products.
Congress last year provided $4.5 billion for federal agencies to buy climate-friendly construction materials like cement. That was part of the Inflation Reduction Act. The Massachusetts legislature is considering similar state-level bills. And that's all just a sliver of the nearly $500 billion global market for cement, all of which needs to be zero carbon by 2050 to meet the goals of the Paris Climate Accords. An industry that hasn't changed much in 200 years now needs to sprint.
Not showing any sign of failure.
Back in Sublime's lab, the concrete cylinder strains inside the tightening vise. The scientists place bets on how much pressure it can take.
All right, 40, lost it. 41 lasted.
Rashidi calls out his coworkers' underestimates. The concrete has already surpassed what's typically needed in a building foundation.
So 47, and it's still going strong.
Now I see why we have safety glasses. The concrete topped out at 48 megapascals, or about 39 tons. That beat out all the scientists' expectations. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Daniel Ackerman.
Clearly I lost the bet.